A basic motto for war is to be open is to be vulnerable, and to be vulnerable is to be weak. We abide by the same principle in conversation. If we feel threatened, even by a slight put-down, we often get defensive. As soon as we become defensive, we cross an invisible line and move into what I call victim mindset. Even if I'm willing to fight to get my power back, I see myself as starting from a one-down position with some kind of disadvantage. Scientists, such as Dr. Joseph Ledoux, professor at New York University, and the director of the Center for Neuroscience of Fear and Anxiety, are now also looking at the victim mindset issue from a physiological perspective. Ledoux has demonstrated that as soon as we get defensive, our capacity to solve problems is dramatically diminished. When we feel a need to protect ourselves, even from something minor, the neurons in the brain fire through what he refers to as a back alley, bypassing the thinking brain and going straight to the amygdala, which has been identified as our emotional alarm system. The body instantly experiences physiological changes, flooding with chemicals that drive us in one of three directions: fight, flight, or surrender. Can you remember a situation where you walked away and could only then think of a more constructive way to have handled it? Why didn't I just say this? Or ask that? Our capacity for more complex problem solving disappears with the onset of the flooding, and we become simply reactive. Even if the situation is not dangerous, we respond as if our survival has been threatened. All of this takes a minimum of 20 to 60 minutes to dissipate, assuming that nothing else happens to prompt further defensive reactions. In 20 minutes to an hour, we can do a lot of damage to a relationship. One defensive interaction can begin a process that progressively damages a relationship.